Under 64. Yeah. You're listening to Fart Cop Radio.
Hi, my name is Bart. Welcome to Bart Cop Radio. This is show number 19, probably. You might even hear a few changes this episode. I hope you like it. So, let me think what we got to do. We got a checklist here. We always... Hold on, let me... Oh, here it is. The first thing on the checklist, do shout at Chinako. Okay. Long-time readers know we call this the Miracle of Canaan. Jesus' first miracle ever was to create alcohol. And boy, did he do a good job with this stuff. Chinako Añejo. Done with the checklist. Let's tear right into today's rip-roaring show.
This is www.bartcop.com.
I'd like to read you a little something here. I have a printout of a fax I sent to G. Gordon Liddy, dated November 25th, 1994. Has my name on it, my phone number. Addressed to G. Gordon Liddy, right-wing extremist, WJFK, Washington, D.C. Dear Mr. Liddy, I have two questions that will test your honesty. Number one, were there gays in the military prior to January 20th, 1993? That was the day Bill Clinton took office. And I believe it was the next day when Sam Nunn ran that knife through Clinton's back. Told him he was going to have gays in the military over my dead body. Unquote, Sam Nunn. Backstabber. Or when the Democrat gets in, the other Democrats just can't wait to stab him in the back and poison his presidency. Jesus, what's wrong with our party? Number two. Besides reversing the hypocrisy, what did Clinton change that was so horrifying to you? I close with, I disagree with everything you say, but at least you are more honest than Mr. Limbaugh. Six more years. Bark up. Funny, I don't remember his reply, but what reply could he possibly have? Does anybody out there, do you ask everyone you know, asking those two questions, were the gays in the military prior to when Clinton took office? And number two, besides reversing the hypocrisy, what did Clinton change that was so horrifying to Republicans? Just a little thing called honesty. I remember saying this a little while back that one of the Republicans like to flirt with homosexuality just a little bit. What if somebody told me that in my platoon of 20, there was a gay fella? That'd be fine. I'd kind of like to know who it is, just, you know, with a bootylicious body like mine, I'd hate to be in the shower and being lusted after by the guy next to me. Just wouldn't hurt to have the gay fellas shower before or after me, as opposed to with me. But the Republicans, they don't want to know. They like the mystery. One of us is gay. Wonder which one it is. And they could dart their eyes in the room, dart their eyes around the room and play, which one's the gay guy? Just seems a little crazy. That's my little G. Gordon deal. The reason I spoke it is because it's so much easier than to type it.
Fart Cop Radio. Everybody's listening to it.
I'll tell you who's as excited about the baby as my mother. Very excited about the baby. It's taken her mind off Rush Limbaugh. Here's something I don't quite understand. Remember Ronald Reagan, President of the United States, two-term Republican president? Well, CBS had made a TV movie about Ronald Reagan's life, and then they decided not to broadcast the TV movie because it was, too controversial. They had no trouble with the Hitler TV movie. But the Ronald Reagan TV movie, too controversial. Does that make any sense? The new Matrix movie opened today. Here is the plot of the new Matrix movie. Neo the One and Morpheus must find the Oracle to stop the last outpost of Zion from being destroyed. No, wait a minute, I'm sorry. That's why we went into Iraq.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com.
This Christmas, give gifts that will make a permanent impression. Visit Prometheus Imports at www.prometheus-imports.com for the web's largest selection of exotic imports. We offer a huge selection of reproductions of ancient Egyptian, Greek, and Roman statues, Greek and Egyptian reliefs, Buddha and Kuan Yin statues, pre-Columbian sculpture, Hindu deity statues, meditation items, reproductions of antique scientific instruments, and ancient arms and armor. Visit www.prometheus-imports.com for gifts that will never be forgotten.
He may be a rube from Knuckle Drag, Oklahoma, but he's armed with his tequila and the truth to give the red ass to any ditto monkey out there. It's Bart Cop Radio.
But let me tell you, I want to talk about peace.
Talk about peace? The worst attack we ever had was on your watch because you were asleep in Crawford, Texas, instead of doing your job. And then Monkey Boy starts World War III for no damn reason.
I want it to be known that this is a man who kept the peace.
Kept the peace? Not in this country. And you've killed more foreigners than any president since Nixon. How the hell are you a man of peace? Jesus, is this talk radio we're listening to?
I want you to be able to tell your children and your grandchildren that Governor Bush...
Well, at least you know your damn title.
...became the president who kept the peace. I can't think of a better legacy.
Governor, I don't think you want to be giving us a list of things you can't think of.
I am worried. I am worried about troops who are over-deployed all around the world.
Boy, what a deadly lie that turned out to be.
And under-trained. I'm worried that our nation...
But Governor, if they're not trained properly, why send 130,000 of them over in the desert to get shot?
It's becoming the peacekeeper of the world. Here's what I will do as president. I will work closely with our friends and allies to serve as an alliance for freedom.
The lying monkey strikes again. Every nation on the planet, except for Tony Blair, Bush's poodle, begged Bush not to go in and murder Baghdad for no reason. But no, he had to do it. He said, screw the rest of the world. We got the biggest army. We're going to go cause the most damage. We're going to murder Baghdad, and anyone that don't like it can try to stop me. What an arrogant prick that has stolen his way into the White House and given America a bad name all around the world.
Serve as an alliance to promote the peace. But I intend to say to our friends, if there are warring parties in your neighborhood, you get to put the troops on the ground to keep the warring parties apart. You get to be the peacekeeper.
How many men have lost their lives because you can't tell the truth, Governor? How many brave men have lost arms and legs and eyes because you can't tell the truth, Governor? How many thousand of innocent Iraqis have died because you can't tell the truth, Governor? Okay, next we got a little comedy for you. How many of you are familiar with Triumph, the insult comedy dog? Now, any performer that has insult in his name, you figure is going to be a little rowdy, and Triumph is. If you've never heard of Triumph before, He's a little, I guess he's a Rottweiler, and it's a hand puppet. You saw him attack Eminem last year at the American Music Awards, or MTV Awards, whatever. Just to save a long setup, to shorten a long setup, Triumph went to Hawaii for some reason. While he was there, American Idol was auditioning people, so he roamed around and talked to the contestant want-to-bees. And then afterwards, for some reason, you know, there are people that make mistakes in this world. For some reason, the NBC affiliate in Honolulu asked Triumph to come by and do a little interview. And for some reason, the weatherman wasn't there, or they bumped him or something. Anyway, they asked Triumph to do the weather. And once he got going, they couldn't just switch to dead air. They couldn't, maybe they didn't want to just send a big hook out and pull him off the stage, but he got a little out of hand. And all the anchors, I mean, obviously you can't see it because it's radio, but the anchors kind of buried their face in their hands and wished it would go away. And, of course, they were laughing at the same time, but, you know, they didn't know what to react to. They didn't know whether to laugh at it or be ashamed or outraged, or they just weren't sure. So this is Triumph first talking to the contestants and then giving the Hawaii weather.
For thousands of desperate losers, the action is all here. In Aloha Stadium, for a desperate last chance at the final audition of a crappy show. Perhaps there has never been such an amazing, impressive array of talent.
For me to poop on!
Make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout.
Okay, leave the comedy to me and sing for real.
A long, lonely time. Ooh. In time,
wow.
Goes by.
Very nice. How did you learn that breath control? How did you learn how to sing and suck at the same time? What do you think will happen if you win American Idol? You think it'll help you meet girls, or, in your case, lonely businessmen? I can already see the local headlines in your hometown.
Oh, yes.
Local loser blows his brains out after being humiliated. Look at you, very pretty. You're not Asian. You're not from Hawaii, though. There's some Hawaiians, not you.
No, I'm
not. Interesting, because you remind me of Don Ho's daughter.
Really?
Yeah, Skanky Ho.
Ooh. I'm hungered for your touch.
I like the way your lips quiver. It reminds me of a dachshund's labia.
But the weather report rolls on, and we have a special guest in the weather center tonight.
How you doing? Yeah, look, I got lots of free time now that I was kicked out. Thanks for the throw there, Howard. By the way, you're terrific, you know? With that talent and that haircut, you're really on a rocket to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Okay, let's see what our satellite is telling us today. Oh, little clouds are coming into the sky. Oh, poor Hawaii. You might have a cloud or two. Screw you, Hawaii. Okay. Tonight, what is this? Evening clouds, and yes, mostly dry and pleasant. Okay, dry and pleasant, that's an inherent contradiction, isn't it? For me it is. You guys know what I'm talking about. Okay, and then what have we got? Oh no, light winds, what will Hawaii do? Close the schools! I'm just going to say what everyone else in America is thinking. Hawaii, you're a pussy! Don't worry about the light winds. Hurricane Isabel couldn't mess up your hair. Okay, here's the 5-day forecast. Oh, look what we've got. Warm, that's interesting news. Humid, that's good for your hair, anchor guy. Well, you can save on Aquanet that day. And then we got what here? We got the cloudy. Oh no, cloudy. Oh no, here's another cloud. It's Armageddon for Hawaii. Hawaii is about to suffer. Clouds everywhere. This entire state is threatened with 3 full days of shade. Oh, God. through you.
Don't touch that dial. Though you don't have a dial because you're probably listening to this on the computer.
I'm happy.